Hello, yoga friends. My name is Anne. Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. This version is adapted from the book Yoga Nidra by Swami Sachinanda Saraswati and the Bihar School of Yoga. We begin in Shavasana, so please get whatever you need to make yourself comfortable, relaxed, and warm, and lie down. I'll explain the practice as we go along. But really, all you have to do is listen to my voice. One important part of this practice is the development of a sankalpa or a resolution. A sankalpa is like an affirmation, only it's deeper. It's like a prime directive on how you want to be or how you want to live your life. You may already have one, you may be familiar with this practice, and I encourage you to use your own sankalpa. But if you're not certain, I'd like to suggest one for you. Healthy in body, healthy in heart, healthy in mind. And I'll explain as we go along when to use this and how to use this. So please prepare for Yoga Nidra by lying down. In Shavasana, with your body stretched out, feet apart, palms of the hands turned upwards, and your eyes closed. Make all the necessary adjustments so that you're as comfortable as possible. Coming into stillness. Remember that you're about to practice Yoga Nidra, or psychic sleep, and that you only have to maintain awareness of hearing and feeling. The body rests, but the mind remains awake. The mind remains alert. So tell yourself mentally, I will not sleep, I will remain awake. Now, if it happens that you drift off, that's okay. Let it happen. Continue to listen to the sound of my voice. Continue to remain aware. Take a deep breath in and feel the coolness and calmness spreading throughout your body. And as you breathe out, feel your cares and worries flowing out of you, dropping away. Breathing in, coolness and calmness. Breathing out and letting go. Become aware of your body and relax yourself completely, making yourself physically calm and steady. Feel that the legs are relaxed, the trunk, the head, the arms and the hands. Develop an awareness of your physical body right from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Allow your whole body to relax. Let's begin our practice with the sound of Om 3 times, and just let the vibration wash through you. Breathing in and breathing out. The vibration of Om to move through you as you relax your whole body Relax your mind. Relax your breath. Become aware of your breathing. Let it be natural. Follow the breath as it moves between the navel and the throat. A natural breath, no forcing, no effort. Navel to throat, navel to throat, navel to throat. Feel yourself becoming more relaxed. Now we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. Bring to mind your sankalpa, your resolve, your solemn vow, and gently repeat it 3 times. Gently planting the seed of your sankalpa, allowing it to settle into your mind. Continue to listen to my voice, and as I guide your attention to different parts of the body, simply bring your awareness there, and then move it on to the next as I guide you. A gentle awareness, a restful awareness, reminding yourself that you will stay awake and you will remain alert. Try not to concentrate or analyze or think. Just follow my voice and bring your mind to where I guide it. We begin with the right hand, bringing your attention to your right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the right hand, back of the right hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right armpit, waist, hip, thigh, right knee, calf, ankle, heel, top of the right foot, sole of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go to the left side and become aware of your left hand thumb. Second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the left hand, back of the left hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, left armpit, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, left heel, top of the left foot, sole of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Next, go to the back of your body, back of your head, back of your neck, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, right heel, left heel. Now the front of the body, top of your head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right nostril, left nostril, whole nose, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, chin, neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, middle of the chest, navel, upper abdomen, lower abdomen, right leg, left leg, right arm, left arm, the whole of the head, your whole body. Be aware of your whole body, your whole body. Become aware of the body lying on the floor. There's a point where the body is in contact with the floor. Bring your awareness to that particular point of contact. The heels and the floor. Both heels are on the floor, and there's a point where they touch the floor. Now from the top of the body, the head and the floor, the back and the floor, the right hand and the floor, the left hand and the floor, the right elbow and the floor, the left elbow and the floor, the buttocks and the floor, the hamstrings and the floor, the heels and the floor. Imagine the meeting points of the body and the floor, the whole body and the floor. Your body is on the floor. Become aware of your whole body. Remind yourself that you will stay awake, you will remain alert. Just imagine in your mind that the body is becoming very heavy. Awaken the idea of heaviness in the body. Gradually feel that the body is becoming heavier and heavier. The head is becoming heavy. The right palm is heavy. The left palm is heavy. Both arms and shoulders are heavy. The back is heavy. The buttocks and the groin are heavy. The right thigh is heavy. The left thigh is heavy. Both the kneecaps are heavy. Both legs are heavy. Both arms are heavy. The whole head is heavy. The eyes are heavy. The lips are heavy. The whole body is heavy. Keep on thinking that the whole body is heavy and intensify the feeling of heaviness. With the feeling of heaviness, the body is very relaxed. Now feel the whole body becoming lighter and lighter. The head is light, so light that it can even rise from the floor. The right and left palms are becoming lighter. Both arms and shoulders are light. The back is light. The buttocks and groin are light. The right thigh is light. The left thigh is light. The right heel and the left heel are light. The whole body is light and weightless. When your body becomes weightless, you feel as if it's rising from the floor, as if your whole body is as light as a cotton ball. Cotton represents lightness, and steel represents heaviness. Now practice these two experiences alternately. The whole body is steel. The whole body is steel. There are no bones, marrow, or blood, just a steel frame. Then change the idea. The whole body is like cotton. The whole body is as light as a cotton ball. There are no bones, marrow, or blood. Everything is composed of cotton. The whole body is as light as cotton. Again, change the idea. The whole body is like steel, heavy steel. No bone, marrow, or blood. The whole body is as heavy as steel. Change the idea again, and the whole body is as light as cotton. Feel as if the body was composed of cotton. Cotton so light, it can rise up from the floor. Now change the idea to heat. Imagine you are near a burning furnace and you feel intense heat. The whole body experiences the heat of a blazing furnace of the tropical sun. Hot. Awaken the experience of heat as vividly as possible. And then change the experience so now the whole body is experiencing cold. Like cold winds that blow from the snowy mountains. The same cold one feels in a deep freeze. The experience of cold, awaken the experience of cold. Now bring your mind to the eyebrow center. Do not leave that point until I tell you to. I'll enumerate a few objects, and as I name each one, try to visualize it very quickly. If you cannot, don't worry. Just keep on following my instructions. Sometimes I'll go slowly, and other times I'll speed up. I may also come back to the image a number of times. Some of the images may be known and familiar to you, but try not to think too much. The image should just shine by itself. Bring your awareness to the eyebrow center. Darkness. Pink rose. Waves on the ocean. Blue sky in the evening. Dark night. Tiny shining stars studded in the heavens. high mountain range with snow-capped peaks. A ship sailing on the high seas. White sandy beach. Virgin forest with tall and dense trees. A dove. A galloping horse. A small hut in the woods. Burning fire in the bush. Stormy night. Full moon. Mountain stream. A lonely rock in the mountains. Big garden of blooming flowers. Rising sun. Keep your awareness focused at the eyebrow center. Visualize a large lake with lotus flowers. A sailing boat. People swimming. A lonely wooden hut in the mountains. A desolate valley. A high mountain with snow-capped peaks. A quiet evening. Beautiful sunset. Chirping birds. Tiger in the forest. Elephant. Cobra. Sound of a bell ringing. Waves on the ocean. Symbol of Om. Ship at sail. Full moon. Calm and quiet evening in a moonlit valley. Mountain stream. Refreshing cold bath in the mountain stream. Experience of exhilaration. Now become aware of the breath. Inhale through the left nostril and exhale through the right, and start to practice mental alternate nostril breathing. Left in, right out. Right in, left out. 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 Come back to the middle of the eyebrows again and visualize the rising sun. The color red like a tomato. Clouds gathering in the sky. Drizzling rain. Fog all around. Pink rose, sunflower, apple, lettuce leaf, hot water spring, tall pine tree, cluster of grapes, symbol of Om, lonely wooden hut in the valley. Snow-capped peaks, mountain stream, cold bath, ship at sail on the sea, lotus on a lake, people swimming. Now we bring our attention to awareness of the chakras, energy centers, and their positions in the spine. Muladhara chakra, at the base of the spine or the perineum. Awareness at Muladhara. Don't contract at this point, but just try to feel spontaneous contractions there at the base of your spine, the pelvic floor. Imagine contractions, but don't contract. Contractions at Muladhara. Draw your attention up the spine to the lower abdomen, Svadhisthana. Awareness up the spine towards the navel center, Manipura. Awareness up the spine to the heart center, Anahata. Awareness up the spine to the throat, Vishuddhi. Awareness higher to the space between the eyebrows, Ajna. At the top back of the head is a point we call Bindu. And at the crown of the head is Sahasrara. Try to remember the location of the chakras. Repeat the names mentally after me and mentally touch your spine at these spots. Even if you can't feel it, it doesn't matter. Just continue to bring your attention to these areas. Repeat the name mentally after I say it, starting at the base of your spine, Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Bindu, Sahasrara, Bindu, Ajna, Vishuddhi, Anahata, Manipura, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. Svadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Bindu, Sahasrara, Bindu, Ajna, Vishuddhi, Anahata, Manipura, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. Now, to complete your practice, become aware of the whole body. Remind yourself, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Visualize your whole body. Become aware of your external environment. Become aware of yourself in the environment. Next, repeat your Sankalpa 3 times. Healthy in body, healthy in heart, healthy in mind, or whatever you choose for your Sankalpa. Your Sankalpa is like a seed that's been planted and will be watered throughout your good actions, your behavior, and skillful choices. It's been planted in your consciousness, and so let it arise every now and again and allow yourself to be reminded of that. Let's take a few deep breaths in Slowly become more aware of your body by circling the hands, the wrists, the ankles, moving fingers and toes. Slowly guiding your knees to your chest and gently rocking from side to side. Slowly rolling to your right side and pausing. Gently flutter open your eyes and slowly guide yourself to seated. Gently bring your palms together at heart center, letting your thumbs rest against your chest, touching base with your heart space. The practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, slowly bring your chin towards your chest in a gentle nod, a bow, honoring the practice. Slowly lift your head. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. Namaste.